UNC recently announced a major gift to its Carolina Performing Arts program. An anonymous donor gave a $3 million gift to establish the program's first non-faculty endowed directorship, and it was given in honor of James and Susan Meeser, longtime members of the UNC community and larger area. James Meeser, of course, is Chancellor Emeritus of UNC and is currently the interim director of Carolina Performing Arts. He served as chancellor for the university from 2000 to 2008 and has been still involved in the music department as well, stepping into the interim director role at CPA in 2019, and is about to finish that role and retire from those university positions later on this month. Chancellor Emeritus Meeser is joining me on the phone today to talk more about this gift and what is happening over at Carolina Performing Arts. Chancellor Meeser, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
Well, this gift is certainly big news and I imagine very exciting in the CPA and arts community. I'm hoping you can shed a little bit of light on what this gift is going to allow Carolina Performing Arts to do with its director position that it hasn't been able to do before.
Well, it's as you announced, it's a $3 million gift, which when fully funded will allow the executive and artistic director a $150,000 discretionary fund fully at the disposal of the executive director of Carolina Performing Arts to travel, to support the booking of major artists for professional development. Whatever the executive director wants to do, this fund will be an available fund to allow him or her to do that. I'm really excited by this. When we talked with the donor and established the fund, I also wanted to protect the organization, Carolina Performing Arts, from a future bad chancellor who would use the fund against the organization and debit university support for Carolina Performing Arts. I want to say that Kevin Guskowitz, the current chancellor, has been nothing but supportive, but I'm aware of the fact that a future chancellor could hold this fund against the organization, and while we can't totally prevent that from occurring, I wanted to set it up so that it does not directly support the executive director's salary, but it provides this discretionary fund instead.
Well, it certainly seems like it's going to allow for that flexibility and make things quite good for that director. And it comes at a time when the arts have really suffered in ways never seen before due to the COVID-19 pandemic and limiting live performances and shows that CPA was able to put on for the community. Chancellor Emeritus Meeser, what does it mean for the Carolina Performing Arts program to get a contribution like this right now?
I can't say how huge it is. As you said, we had to close down live performances last March, and we haven't had any live performances in venue since that time. And we've relied really totally on streaming things and virtual performances, and that's going to be our mode as we go into the fall. We know that our audience is extremely anxious about re-entering, restarting active attendance at concerts and recitals, and we want to be sensitive to that. They're also very eager to return, and so we'll be announcing in the fall exactly what our 21-22 calendar is. But I can give you, your listeners, just a little bit of a heads up that for the most of the fall, we will still be presenting things virtually. And when we announce our program in the fall, we'll have a robust calendar of events in concerts, in venue, for the spring of 22.
We're speaking with James Meeser, Chancellor Emeritus at UNC and currently the Interim Director of Carolina Performing Arts. You can check out everything that is going on by heading to their website, carolinaperformingarts.org, and including eventually a release calendar for the 2021 and 2022 season of CPA. And we're chatting today about a $3 million gift that was given to the Carolina Performing Arts Program, the biggest single gift in its history that is going to allow it to do a good bit with its directorship position and give the program some more flexibility. And Chancellor Emeritus Meeser, it comes at a time where you are preparing to leave this role with CPA, but you, of course, have been involved in the arts community for a long time. I imagine that's not going to be changing. When you heard that this anonymous donor wanted to establish this fund in you and your wife's names, what was your reaction?
Well, I was, first of all, humbled and obviously very, very grateful. It came out of the blue. This was not something we solicited, and so it was not something I was at all expecting. So it was a total surprise.
And one of the reasons that the university said that the anonymous donor made this decision, of course, is the many steps that the university took under your chancellorship to improve and expand the arts community at Carolina. Like, for example, you oversaw the renovation of Memorial Hall. Your administration founded the Carolina Performing Arts Program when you were chancellor. What do you think, when you consider where UNC's arts community was back in 2000 compared to where it is now 20 years later?
Well, that's a really good question. When I arrived in August of 2000, the higher education bond issue was on the ballot for that November. And as you recall, that was a $3.2 billion higher education bond fund that passed in all 100 of our counties by a 65% plurality. And I and all the other chancellors in the UNC system worked hard constantly to go to the telling the voters that we needed to pass that bill, that bond issue. And furthermore, I promised Carolina supporters that we would, I think I said we would triple their investment, and we did just that through the Carolina First campaign. The Memorial Hall renovation project was already approved and was literally a shovel-ready project. I think we had to raise an additional $15 to $16 million to complete that renovation, and we did that fairly quickly. But I realized also that the university had nothing to put in this renovated building when it was completed, and that's what led me to create Carolina Performing Arts. The university had never had a serious presenting program before, and many other universities that I had been with earlier, University of Texas, Michigan, Penn State, Kansas, Nebraska, all of those universities have significant presenting programs. So I knew what one looked like, and I knew that we needed one. So that's why we created Carolina Performing Arts. We launched a search for the very first artistic and executive director, and that brought Emil Kang to Chapel Hill from Detroit. He was the CEO of the Detroit Symphony, and he built Carolina Performing Arts. I must say, Emil was a great partner. He was a great leader for this organization. He started out with himself and a staff of, he had a secretary, and we brought over two people from the union to work with him, and that was the organization to begin as it started in roughly 2005, and it's the rest is history. I mean, I'm just really. I think the two things that I'm most proud of for my time as chancellor are the creation of the Carolina Performing Arts and the Carolina Covenant.
Yeah, they are certainly things that have had a big impact on the UNC community and the campus in general. We're speaking with Chancellor Emeritus James Meeser, currently the Interim Director of Carolina Performing Arts, but about to retire and step away from that role on June 30th, and I believe retiring from other university roles as well. I did want to take some time to ask as we begin to wrap up, Chancellor Meeser, what are your feelings around stepping away from the university at this time? And when did you realize that you were ready to retire and are ready for this next chapter?
Well, I'm more than ready to retire. In fact, I've already retired once. The university brought me out of retirement, actually, to do this job. And we thought it was going to be just a short period of time after when Emile Kang left. That was before the pandemic struck, and so it's been and executive searches were paused as a result of the pandemic. So it's been, instead of a 4 or 5 months, it's been 18 months, almost 2 years. So I'm really ready.
Well, I know that Carolina Performing Arts is going to be certainly entering this new chapter thanks to this gift, with some strong foundations behind it and moving into this new normal. As we wrap up, Chancellor Emeritus Meeser, is there anything else that you want to let our audience, our listeners, know about what to expect for this next chapter of CPA?
Well, the next chapter is going to be led by Allison Friedman, who comes to us from West Kowloon Center in Hong Kong, China. And she's going to be a wonderful leader for Carolina Performing Arts. She gets here in October. And so I look forward to a very bright future for Carolina Performing Arts. And I just invite everyone to buy tickets and to become supporters of the arts at Carolina and in Chapel Hill.
Well, once again, the website to do so is carolinaperformingarts.org. You can check there for when they announce their 2021 and 2022 season before too long, and head there to learn more about this $3 million gift that has been given to CPA in James and Susan Meeser's honor. Chancellor Emeritus Meeser, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much. It's nice to talk with you.